Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Aid trucks have started rolling in Gaza from a new pier. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Trucks carrying badly needed aid for the Gaza Strip have begun rolling across a newly built U.S. pier and into the besieged enclave for the first time. The shipment is the first in an operation that the American military officials anticipate could scale up to 150 truckloads a day. The U.S. and aid groups warn that the floating pier project is not a substitute for land deliveries that could bring in all the food, water, and fuel needed in Gaza. Before the war, more than 500 truckloads entered the territory on an average day. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israel has strongly denied charges of genocide and has told the United Nations top court it's doing everything it can to protect the civilian population during its military operation in Gaza. The International Court of Justice wrapped up a third round of hearings on emergency meetings and measures requested by South Africa. After 20 years in the country, Iraq's prime minister has told the United Nations it's time to move on. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir.
The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq, or UNAMI, was established in 2003. But 20 years on, Iraq has told the UN it is time for its political mission to go. Iraq's envoy says the country is stable, terrorism is contained, and Baghdad and Kurdish authorities are trying to work out their differences. In Iraq, not everyone agrees the UN mission should leave.
Most Kurdish parties, Sunni parties, many of the minorities are concerned.
UNAMI's current term expires at the end of May, and the Security Council will decide in the coming days how to respond to Iraq's drawdown request. Margaret